The spread of antibiotics resistance genes is a major global health threat. The gut microbiome serves as a reservoir for resistance genes, and probiotics have been suggested to ameliorate this reservoir, termed the gut resistome. However, the evidence for that is limited and conflicting between reports. A major limitation of the current literature is the exclusive reliance on stool samples that do not accurately represent the gut microbiome in situ. Here, we profiled the resistome of 15 healthy individuals who provided stool samples and underwent a colonoscopy, during which luminal and mucosal samples were collected from multiple regions along the lower gastrointestinal tract. The resistome composition of stool samples was significantly different than the in situ gut resistome. This was due to underrepresentation of all antibiotic resistance drug classes in stool. We therefore concluded that reliable resistome profiling may necessitate direct gut sampling. We therefore profiled the effect of probiotics on the resistome in a cohort of 10 individuals sampled before and during supplementation with a commercial probiotic product containing 11 strains. Stool samples showed a transient increase in antibiotics resistance genes quantity limited to the first day of supplementation. However, direct gut sampling revealed that probiotics can reduce the number of antibiotic resistance genes, but only in a subset of individuals permissive to probiotics colonization. We next determined the effect of antibiotics and probiotics on the resistome. When quantified in stool samples, antibiotics shift the resistome configuration, but expansion of the antibiotic resistance genes quantity following antibiotics is only observed in situ in gastrointestinal samples. We then profiled the resistome in a cohort of healthy individuals who received antibiotics and consequently either probiotics or autologous fecal microbiome transplantation, or allowed to recover spontaneously, and underwent two colonoscopies immediately after antibiotics and after 21 days of recovery. Both FMT and spontaneous recovery ameliorated the antibiotics-associated expansion of the resistome. However, probiotics did not revert resistome expansion in the lumen and further expanded the resistome in the mucosa. We validated these results in mice in which post-antibiotics probiotics were also associated with resistome expansion. In both humans and mice, the expanded genes encode for vancomycin resistance. The source of these genes was not the supplement itself, but rather commensals that bloom in the antibiotics and probiotics perturbed gut. Thus, probiotics might have either a beneficial colonization-dependent effect on the resistome. However, they might contribute to its expansion following antibiotics. Additional studies with other types of probiotics and antibiotics that include direct sampling and per-person precision analysis are required to better understand these benefits and risks.